listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. The police minister says a plan from the Shire of Halls Creek to crack down on hooning won't do much good. They plan to create dedicated hooning areas outside of the Shire in the hopes people will avoid driving recklessly through the middle of town. Paul Papalia says Operation Regional Shield is doing enough to reduce crime in the Kimberley.
Road safety-wise, I would say good luck to them. I don't think that will work. The thing is, the juveniles they're talking about are not doing this because they get pleasure out of driving fast. It's the whole adrenaline thing, and they're not really thinking very much.
Sealing the Tanami Road needs to begin immediately, according to the CEO of one of the state's biggest livestock transporters. The federal government making a $400 million commitment to seal it by 2030, with works yet to begin. CEO of Mitchell's Livestock Transport, John Mitchell, says truckies are most likely doing more damage to the already dangerous road.
There's up to about 70 road trains a week using that road between the Alice Springs end and the Halls Creek end. And it's basically, I think it's been declared by the industry as not usable, but they have to use it.
It's now easier for those in Broome to get access to quality eye care. The Lions Outback Vision Hub has officially opened and includes state-of-the-art equipment and facilities. The team are now working to get a day surgery built next door with a one-year wait list to get surgery at the hospital. To local sport, Pegg's Creek 1 and the Dampier Tavners 1 are officially in the finals of West Pilbara cricket. Opponents Nickel Hawks winning the toss and electing to bat first against Pegg's Creek 1, but the side were too hard to beat. While Dampier Tavners 1 claimed victory during their clash against the Karratha Cats, unfortunately knocking their finals dreams. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.